Thanks for coming today. We're very close to the full moon tomorrow morning, I think around 11 in the morning. People always think the full moon's at night, right? And then this month also, is anybody going to the solar eclipse? Yeah, up in Oregon? Yeah. Well, yeah, but closest, so. Yeah, okay, good. I'm waiting for a friend of mine, an artist, Phoenix, to show up. Not before we start, but he may come in late, driving from Santa Cruz. I think one of the group of people that has probably no MapQuest on their phone or no internet. There's someone here can relate with that. Like that. Phoenix did some drawings for me and some painting. Maybe 20 years ago, I've had two visions, one of crying Chenrezig and the other of Tara Madonna. So I'm putting together a sadhana with some drawings for people, so we can do that. If some of you gain some realizations based on doing the Chenrezig or the Tara practice, then I'm a Tirton. If you don't, then nothing. Don't say anything, okay? Some of you know, if it's a real Dharma, then you will have had some realization. If it's nothing, then we won't talk about it, okay? I know, you know, some people, Dharma means like discover teachings, and Tirton is like treasure, discover, like that. So, but most realizations we see in retrospect, and besides, the most important thing is, does it get us to practice? Do we attain some realizations and some benefit of others from doing the practice? That's the most important thing. So maybe Phoenix will come in a little later. Then we actually have six people taking refuge today. So we're just going to do a little shorter, just do homage to Shakyamuni and Heart Sutra to keep it simple. Yeah.
So we'll start with opening prayers on page 3, which is the praise to Shakyamuni Buddha, and then we're going to go to page 10, which is the Heart Sutra.
Perfectly awakened Buddha, endowed with knowledge and good conduct, gone to bliss, know the world, hounds and of ordinary beings to be tamed, Supreme One, Teacher of all gods and men, Buddha, foe destroyer, gloriously awakened one, Shakyamuni, do you and may homage, make offerings and go for refuge. Teacher, foe destroyer, thus gone, fully and perfectly awakened Buddha, thou knowledge and good conduct, gone to bliss, knower the world, helmsman of ordinary beings to be tamed, Supreme One, Teacher of all gods and men, Buddha, foe destroyer, glorious victorious one, Shakyamuni, to you I pay homage, make offerings and go for refuge. Foe destroyer, thus gone, fully and perfectly awakened Buddha, endowed with knowledge and good conduct, gone to bliss, knower of the world, helmsman of ordinary beings to be tamed, supreme one, teacher of all gods and men, Buddha, full of desire, glorious victorious one, Shakyamuni, to you I pay homage, make offerings, and go for refuge.
When
you were born, you took seven steps on this very earth, and you said,
I am supreme
in this world. To you who were wise at that time, prostrate. And you who are body, supremely fine form, ocean of wisdom like a golden mountain, and that blazes in the three worlds, supreme director, you are prostrate. Marks, face like the stainless moon, color like gold, to you I make homage.
The three worlds are not like you,
supreme
and
rest.
Matchless one, endowed with knowledge,
to you I prostrate.
Protector endowed with great compassion, omniscient teacher, fearless of ocean like merits and good qualities,
to
you
I
prostrate.
Deep attachments through virtue in the evil god realms, unique, supreme, ultimate meaning, dominant and in peace, I prostrate. From freedom, teaching the path, abiding in the pure trainings, holy field endowed with good qualities, I prostrate. Homage to the Supreme Buddha, homage to the Dharma refuge, homage to the Mary Sangha, to all three ever devout homage.
To all worthy of respect.
Bound with bodies as many as all realms, atoms, all aspects.
Name
the eighth, pay homage. And
may
bend around virtuous action. And may make virtue and goodness. In your own mind. In the eating of the living.
Star, mirage, lamp.
Illusions, drops of dew, bubbles, names, lightning in clouds, long vision, long and as such.
In
the state of the all-seeing,
and their minds are doing the ambient pulse, the hand of the brain migrators to the
ocean of existence,
stirred by the waves of
aging, sickness, and death. To the Arya Triple Gem,
here
one line, Bhagavan was dwelling on mass of Vulture's Mountain and Rajagiha, together with the monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At the time, Bhagavan was dwelling on contemplation, carries
on. Also at that time,
Arya. Avalokiteshvara,
when
the Bhagavan practice the ground and the wisdom,
and the elders of my happiness also is within the air of nature.
In the hour of the Buddha, the venerable Mary Buddha said this to the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Arya, Avalokiteshvara,
on the same time of
lineage train,
which is
the practice of the ground correction of wisdom.
In
fact, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Arya, Avalokiteshvara, and his Narayana's Narayana Putra, family. I am a lineage, a daughter of lineage, which is practice activity of profound perfection and wisdom, should look upon it like this, and repeatedly, and aggregates also in our own nature.
Form is empty.
Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, consciousness, and consciousness are empty.
In the future, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic,
unreleased,
stain,
not fulfilled. Therefore, humanness is unborn. No feeling, no discrimination,
no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue,
can come in here.
Okay.
And not to age and death, bring origination, causation, and path. And also in our non-attainment. Attainment, sattva, dwell in direction of wisdom, without observation, and without fear. As in faith, the past, beyond error, they reach the point of nirvana. All of it is now, three times, also may be awakened, unsurpassed, perfect, be divine, and on the perfection of wisdom. Or mantra of the perfection of wisdom, mantra of the knowledge, yes, mantra, mantra of Nina and the unequaled, as far as all suffering. She knows the truth, since it is not false, but your own perfection of wisdom. Ante gate, para gate, para samgate, buddhisaha. Perfection, wisdom, like that.
Then Mahatma arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva,
Mahasattva,
Arya, Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said,
the lineage is with that. It is with that.
One should practice
wisdom,
just as you and me,
even in Paragata's choice.
The Bhagavan having thus spoken,
Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Arya, Avalokiteshvara,
those around in their entirety,
along with worlds, gods, humans, sure, powers, overjoyed,
and great,
and Bhagavan. It's traditional to, in the Vajrayana tradition, when giving refuge for people to be given a refuge name. There's different styles of doing this. Many people have heard me tell the story about how received refuge name from the Vidyadrata Trungpa Rinpoche, and he waited at least a year before giving refuge, and then you had to have a private interview, and then the Vidyadrata made you wait, of course, for a private interview. And other teachers have other styles, teacher that haven't met but enjoy his books. And Sabrine has met Dzongkhar Khyentse Rinpoche, as people pick their names out of a bowl, you know, like that.
there's a wisdom in that too, because people sometimes get attached to, like, oh, this name is mine now, I own it, you know. when you can own space and take that with you, then you can say you own your name, right? the way I like to do refuge is a little bit more in line with Trungpa Rinpoche's, although I may do it the other way too at some point, because as a lineage lama, you're also getting my kind of first name, Yeshe. So that has a little difference than just here's a regular, it could be a regular name, but now there's that connection, that lineage connection. I'm kind of a wannabe scholar, so I enjoy sometimes how translators translate and understand different names. A translator and Dzogchen teacher who I like but haven't met, Keith Dauman, translates Yeshe as you know, pure presence, like that. That sounds really nice, doesn't it? excuse me, I'm all as Yeshe is primal awareness, so or just awareness, and likes translating Rigpa as pure presence. Many people have heard, like, the word Rigpa, perhaps. It's the Tibetan of vidya, knowledge, or awareness. So, which one do you like the best? Or other translators have translated Yeshe as awakened wisdom. So, some people who've taken refuge in the past get sometimes one or the other. Because some people go, well, that's really weird. You got this and I got that, you know. So don't worry, you're getting the same thing. Whether we call butterfly papillon or mariposa, same butterfly, right? Okay. However, a little bit, awakened wisdom means it's a continuity of prajna sharap, which is prajna paramita, which we just chanted. So the Sanskrit for Yeshe is jhana, which is the cognate of knowledge. So in any case, this is a good first name, don't you think? Yeah, we want that awakened wisdom. We want that awareness. In a sense, you know, Rigpa is it's there whether we cultivate it or not. So in a sense, it's akin to the mother clear light. But in our practice situation personally, we have to awaken to that. The child has to turn around and recognize the mother. So I'm fond of saying the mother doesn't forget the child, but sometimes the child forgets the mother. Isn't that so? So, in doing our practice, let's not forget that we need to turn and face our awareness. It's kind of odd to put it that way, but that's why we're taking refuge, and we're asking for support to do that. Usually it takes a little bit of someone else to kind of turn us around a little bit. You know, like just turn around and look, or say, hey, look over here. We need some kind of, usually some kind of outside stimulus to do that, don't you think? So the purpose of refuge is to recognize the innate state, recognize this primordial presence, and awake to our wisdom. We're doing a Vajrayana refuge, so you're also take refuge in the Lama, and take refuge in all the enlightened beings. If beings are aware, if they're awake, then we're taking refuge in them, right? So in this refuge practice, we cover everybody. So if someone's awake, then they're automatically object of refuge, don't you think? So I don't know, we may have awake pets at home or awake plants, awake friends. So when we're doing this real deep refuge, of course we're not just taking refuge in a limited way. Sometimes people are thinking, oh, I have to reject all my other practices and do this, you know. If your practices are practices that you've done in the past or doing now that lead to liberation, lead to kindness, lead to wakefulness, then of course continue them. We're not going to say, well, stop doing that, now do this, you know. Please, everybody, continue to do some sanity practices. Or as they say in the psych community, please continue to take your meds, you know, or something like that. So when we're taking refuge, we could say we're being exclusive, that we're actually trying to take refuge in the truth as it manifests through the teacher, as it manifests through our awareness, the Buddha, as it manifests through the truth, the Dharma, and it manifests in the community, right? So in all cases, we're taking refuge in the awareness of the truth. So sometimes people say, well, I don't like some people at the Sangha, or I don't agree with that, or do I have to take refuge in that? You'd never get this question in Asia, so... So let's just leave it, you know, when we're taking refuge, everyone here, whether however they identify themselves, just take refuge in, you know, your highest self. And you know, as I mentioned the other Sunday, the rest will come along. You know, if you pull one corner of the rug, you'll pull the whole rug, right? So that's easy, right? We don't have to worry, like, do I have to leave my friends behind when we become awakened? Are we going to leave anybody behind? No, you won't leave anybody behind, but you may have more people in your living room than you counted on there. Okay. So it's very nice. Maybe our Umze Susan can do it again.
The text where we will pause for very short contemplation, so we're not going to like rush right through it. And when we get to the mantra, we only say it 21 times, so if we can say it out loud together, you know, it's pretty powerful. Okay, so we're starting on the first page. And we read all this out loud together.
Visualize your father on your right side and your mother on your left, surrounding you and innumerable sentient beings of the six realms. Realize that all sentient beings are your kind mother who has future lives and that they suffer just as you do. Then generate deep compassion for them and they think, I must attain the high state of Buddhahood in order to help
body is beautifully covered with three saffron-colored religious robes of the monk. He sits cross-legged in the middle of an aura of the light. In his heart is Vajradhara Buddha, and in Vajradhara's heart is the Buddha Mum, the radiating light. Vajradhara Muni Buddha is another lion throne with a cushion of lotus, moons, and sun, upon which Vajradhara is seated, surrounded by teachers belonging to the lineage of the blessings of practice. Vajradhara Buddha's right is my prayer, surrounded by teachers in the lineage of extensive deeds, and on his left is Manjushri, surrounded by teachers in the lineage of profound view. In front of Shakyamuni Buddha, this is your gracious Guru teacher, just as you see him when receiving his teachings. He is surrounded by the teachers with whom you have a religious connection, those in direct lineage from Buddha down to your own Guru teacher.
the objects of refuge then say, we are your protectors, refuge and allies, ready to deliver you from the suffering aspect of existence. As they recite this clearly, promising to help you, rejoice. Thus, with deep prayer and with tears pouring forth from your eyes and the hairs of your body standing on end, go for refuge. After you have gone for refuge in this way, go for refuge, conjoining it with the generation of the altruistic aspiration for enlightenment. Just as a warrior in a fierce battle wishes to protect not only himself, but also his relatives and friends, so you should chiefly think of the needs of sentient beings. Recite, I go for refuge until enlightenment, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Sincerely reciting this prayer, cause streams of nectar to flow forth from the bodies of all the members of the Field Assembly. And as these streams enter the bodies and mind of yourself and all others, purify everyone from all defilements. The bodies of all are transformed into pure, clear light. All merit, lifespan, and all the knowledge of both aspects of the Dharma are expanded and increased in energy.
Thank you.
The blessing of the three jewels have entered myself and all others.
Now, meditate deeply on generating the altruistic aspiration for enlightenment.
A duplicate form of Shakyamuni Buddha enters your body, and you become Shakyamuni Buddha. Rays of light emanate from your transformed body and strike all sentient beings who have all been your mother and father, purifying them of their defilements and alleviating their suffering. Visualize the mantra in a circle around your heart.
Recite the mantra 21 times.
Tayasa Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha. Tayasa Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha. Tayasa Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha. Tayasa Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha.
Precept of refraining from lying.
I am
refraining from sexual misconduct.
And I imitate the precept of refraining from intoxicants.
I acknowledge each and every misdeed. I rejoice in the virtue of living beings. I hold in my mind the thought of enlightenment and am lit. To Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, I go for refuge until enlightenment. In order to fully accomplish the purposes of others, I will generate the aspiration for enlightenment.
At the end of the session, envision the ray of light radiating from Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha then announces the space between your two eyebrows. Imagine that you are seeing the blessing of all the field of assembly.
Everyone that's taken refuge has a copy of this refuge practice and Shakyamuni sadhana. So this is a foundation practice to do. So sometimes people say, well, what practice should I be doing? And I go, well, are you doing some sitting practice, some mindfulness practice, some shamatha, and are you doing the Shakyamuni refuge practice? And they go, oh, no, I'm not doing that. So, no, you now do that, okay? You don't have to do it every day, but at least, you know, do what I am calling singing and sitting. At least do some singing your mantras, singing, we call them the prayers, they're really kind of aspiration energies. Please at least do like some singing and sitting, right? You could just pick a portion of this and just sing the mantra, or you could and then just sit quietly for 6, 12, or 18 minutes, right? So now you have the Shakyamuni practice, those who have taken refuge, and those who are guests here, if you want and you venerate it, then take this practice home with you and become familiar with it, right? We just, to be traditional, you don't put the text on the floor or put your coffee cup on it, right? But you can take it home with you and become familiar with it. This is not a closed practice. Everyone can do the practice. By taking refuge, you're making additional requests for support and additional commitment to yourself and others, but take the practice home if you'd like. That's nice, right? Easy. If you want to learn how to not just say some of the mantras, but sing some, we have kirtan practice every third Saturday, and also before the service on Sundays, so it's easy. So now we're going to call some people forth for the refuge. I like doing the refuge practice because it's very much lineage connection. The other practice that I like giving to people other than sitting meditation, and Maha Mudra is doing what's called the Nundro practice, the preliminary practices. They're the outer preliminaries. Outer doesn't mean like not important. It means they're everywhere. The four preliminary practices are recognizing precious human rebirth, contemplating that. Now we can hear the Dharma, now we have the leisure, now we have the energy to practice. Second is recognizing impermanence. Third is becoming familiar with the idea and the functioning of karma, intentional action. And the fourth is understanding that until we are awake and liberated, samsara is everywhere. So those are the four preliminaries, and those also entail generation, of course, of bodhicitta, the aspiration for enlightenment. And then the extraordinary preliminaries include prostrations while doing refuge in bodhicitta again, vajrasattva practice and mandala practice, and finally guru yoga. The point of doing the practices is to form a very strong ongoing foundation so that when you build the rest of your practice, it's built on wisdom. It's best, from my point of view, to do the Nindra practice after you become familiar with the practices and the lineage and me and you and the temple and so forth, whereas sometimes people start Nindra and then want to rush through it. So I'll speak more about that, but Nindra is something where you have to be invited to do it. It's not a public, sometimes we, lamas, wonderful lamas that we've had here, the abbot and Geshe Sangye and Kangsa Rinpoche, so forth, then we're doing kind of public empowerment, sorry, Kenshin Rinpoche, so people can take that in, but you're not necessarily, in the way you are doing Guru Yoga, but the emphasis isn't on that as much as it is in doing the Nindra practice. So in the Nindra practice, you have to really, know what you're doing, right? Nindra practice is kind of like you're buying a house. You're not just staying at a hotel, or you're not just renting. Like that. So we'll talk more about that, there's a lot of magical notions about Nindra. Usually they have some numbers involved, 100,000 prostrations, 100,000. So a story that some people have heard me tell is that I was coming close to completing, in parentheses, completing my Nindra, 111 actually. And I said to Geshe Rinpoche, hey, I'm just about done. I said, what do you mean done? He said, Tsongkhapa did 3 million. So just keep doing it. So that's our practice here. Actually, we're doing, at times when doing retreats, we're intensifying whatever practice we're doing, right? But there's no practice where you kind of like get that out of the way so you can... there's no stage rocket system, You don't get a foundation out of the way. You don't put down the foundation, then put up the walls on the roof, and then you tear down the foundation. You just keep doing it. In Nindra retreats, you get a firm foundation by really knowing how to do the practice, so you have real trust in yourself and trust in the Lama. You don't stop doing it. You might not accumulate that many going forward, but you keep doing Vajrasattva and Mandala and so forth. That's kind of obvious, right? That's easy. Okay. So do you have a question? It's okay too, like some people, it's okay for them to stand. Sometimes it's hard to do, so that's okay. Sometimes we made people do like six of these prostrations, or didn't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, are we still doing that? Do you have to do six? No. Doing three now? Okay. So, Susan, why don't you come up? Yeah, where'd she go? There she is. Yeah, good. Yeah. Now you back away. Oh my. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to kneel too. That's okay. So, are you supposed to give me a kata now? You don't have to. No, forget it. I'm just. No, you don't. No, I was just testing you. Don't. No, it's afterwards. Yeah. Okay. So generally, I've adapted this a little bit. You know, a lot of times teachers, when they're giving refuge to householders, they don't ask these kind of questions. They ask a little bit of these questions when you take monastic vows. But they're two good questions, which is, do you know what you're doing, and are you doing this of your own free will?
Yes and yes.
Yeah, that's good. Then if someone has hair, then sometimes symbolically we say we snip hair. Now something I'm really interested in here. So one of the things I'm always interested in, like, we don't know, you know, this has been like a scholarship point. So usually the Buddha is depicted at least with hair and like curling, right? So my guess is actually didn't shave it all the way, right? You know, my guess, and even in Vajrayana monasteries, Tibet, you can theoretically have your hair, you know, this long. This you know, is two fingers. You know, so just kind of crew cut looking hair like that. But with the rise, I think, of you know, electric razors, then people can, you know, they. And the Dalai Lama started keeping, you know, real short, or maybe all the way. Because old pictures of Dalai Lama, you know, yeah. You just didn't have time to cut your hair all that time at the monastery. And besides, when they were cutting hair, sometimes they, you know, they didn't have, like, electric razors or, you know, just kind of regular razors. Like, they had shells or something, or just a knife. Yeah, so you didn't really, as a monk or nun, you didn't want to get your hair cut really short. You just maybe once a month, you know, and you hope that your hair didn't grow too long. But I think Shakyamuni, I don't think originally they were all, you know. But if you have a little hair, then as a householder we ask, you know, to, so can we just symbolically,
yes.
You know. Yeah, that's good. Om Mahang. So the name, technically, you know, when we have a Dharma name, we see that as our fundamental name and our kind of professional name or you know, personal name is somewhat secondary. You know, at least it's just, you know, this is our essential nature, our Buddha nature name. We can still keep our regular name, so no one has to change name. You can still be Susan, but the Dharma name is Yeshe Drime. So form like awake wisdom of the Immaculate, right? I like that kind of big long name. So space has no this its primordial purity, right? Do you like that translation better than Immaculate? Either one. Okay. Om Aho.
Thank you.
Yeah, now Kata. You can put here like on. Yeah, good. Just lean forward a little bit. Yeah. Oh, my. There, perfect. You did it. It worked. Yeah, oh, my. Oh, yeah, yeah, move that. Yeah. Dana just whispered, we have to do it all over again because we didn't. Okay, so maybe then Himalaya, so please come up. Yeah, so. Yeah, good. So do you know what you're doing? Is this a good idea? Yeah. You're sure? Oh, okay. I never push anyone off the diving board, you know. I say that, you know. It's like people can bounce a while. And, okay. You know, so I need to... Is 6 inches okay? Sometimes there are very playful teachers that do this kind of thing, you know, so just a little bit. Okay. Yeah. So, it's supposed to cut down on vanity. You know, like Shakyamuni had like long hair, you know, and then supposedly took the sword, just cut like that. So, Yeshe Monlam. Monlam is an interesting name. It means prayer of devotion, you know. But there's also Tsongkhapa Institute, what's called Monlam Festival, as part of Tibetan New Year's. And Tibetan New Year is kind of like actually our New Year's. Everyone just gets totally like happy. And so I think he also wanted to institute something, you know, kind of a little bit religious about it too. So he initiated the Monlam Festival that goes along with New Year's. But Monlam's you know, this prayer that arises from the heart, right? That makes sense, doesn't it? So... Om Aho, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Nice. Renee, yeah, Renee, yeah. It's kind of fun to watch people, isn't it? You know, so part of the reason we do this is primordial presence is just naturally manifesting. We can't help it, you know. So we might as well just do it. We're out. Everyone sees us anyway, you know. What are we trying to hide, right? So we're willing to out ourselves. That's Dharma practice. In the past, and maybe I'll do it again, I used to ask people some Dharma questions right on the spot. Like, what are the Four Noble Truths?
The Four Noble Truths. There is suffering. There is suffering. I say suffering's everywhere. I know the fourth one, there's a way out of suffering, the Eighth Truth, the Noble Path.
Okay, you got one and four.
You got one and four, the other two.
It's got to be...
Sensation.
That's three, cessation, then the cause.
Cause?
Yeah, a second.
Cause, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so there is suffering, there's the cause of suffering, the sensation of suffering, there's a way out of suffering, which is faithful.
There you go. Yeah. All right. That's good. So, you know what you're doing.
Yes.
That's good. So, how old are you now? Yeah, so you should get a special prize. Actually, traditionally, a lot of times people didn't take full refuge until 20, right? You know, because the Buddha didn't want people just kind of, you know, if you're a monk in monastery, there's kind of preliminary refuge, you know, but you're wise for your age, so... You get special. Okay. So can I cut you a bit of your hair?
How much you want?
That's good. There is. Like, perfect. Oh no. So Yeshe Tarpa, wake, wisdom of final liberation. Tarpa is really important. You know, sometimes people don't talk about liberation that much, you know. So we talk about wisdom, we talk about nature, mind, but you know, we need the freedom, you know. So in our tradition, we really do talk about bliss and freedom. You know, that's important. We need that freedom, don't we? We have to be free more than anything, right? Yeah, you want to be free. We don't want to be obstructed, right? We don't want to be hampered. We want to move through space like Dakini, right? Be a sky goer, mm-hmm. Kondroma. Okay, so that's a good name. Oh no. And then Tom. Oh. Thank you for being here. Yeah, that's good. Do you know what you're doing?
Yes.
Do you know what you're in for? Yes.
No,
good, right answer. We don't know, you know? Really don't know. So this is easy. These are really nice scissors. These are the Ginger mark of quality, so. Oh, okay. Yeah, so these are nice. So just a little bit. So Yeshe is saying again like this awake wisdom or just maybe like translation awareness, okay too. So Tome means like complete non-discrimination, just kind of like we say in Mahamudra, one taste. So difficult name. Thank you for taking this name. You know, it's like we always talk about discrimination. Have to know what to do, what to let go of. But as we go further in the path, like, it's beyond keeping or letting go, right? When we're doing Dzogchen, we don't say, you know, we say in lower dhyanas, like, oh, that was hard. Can you let go of that? Or let go of that? Or that's really good. Why don't you hold on to that, you know? Trame is like beyond letting go or holding on. And then people go, well, how do I do that? It's easy, so. Yeah, so, you know, we want to have, the term sahaj samadhi, perhaps. Just complete effortless samadhi. Complete effortless samadhi. It's just like, hot knife through warm butter, you know, just effortless samadhi, sahaj. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's good. All right, Rob, you're here. Yeah. This is how they ask formally, actually, like, are you old enough to know what you're doing? Yeah, and then actually, do you have permission? That's actually there. So when taking refuge in the full Vajrayana refuge, Lama, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So Lama has to be of course outer, inner, and secret Lama, and it has to be special, right? If you see the Lama as an ordinary person, just me as an ordinary person, then the saying goes from Pacha Rinpoche, words of my perfect teacher, if you you can stand okay if your knees are killing. So if you see your teacher as a Buddha, you get the blessings of a Buddha. If you see your teacher as a bodhisattva, you get the blessings of a bodhisattva. If you see your teacher as an ordinary being, you get no blessings. So that's wonderful book. I don't give that to beginners, because so detailed words of my perfect teacher, but wonderful ninja book, Okay. So, I've seen your hair shorter, but it's going to be a little bit shorter now. I really do need a haircut. It's going over your ears a little bit, okay, teasing you. So, Yeshe Namkai, you know, Namkai is like primordial space. Namkai. So, like this name, one of my teachers, Namkai Norbu. So I always think, that's nice, you know, space. Spaciousness, right? Just spaciousness. It's important. Okay. Like this, yeah, like you're offering food. Yeah. With it, yeah, thank you. Yeah. He's spacing out. That's not spaciousness. That's not Namkai. That's spacing out. But you got it. That's good. So, sometimes in Dzogchen, you know, so we say we're forgetting. It's important. That's a kind of forgetting. You know, a lot of people have really silly ideas, but one of my Dzogchen teachers was direct. Teacher of Dujin Rinpoche, and I said, what was it like, you know, just being around His Holiness? And, you know, well, Dujin Rinpoche would all the time say, you know, to his wife or to the teacher, like, where did I leave my glasses, you know, or what was your name, or, you know, so, you know, there's this idea that full awareness and awakening means you become some kind of computer or encyclopedia or Wikipedia or something, but when you realize that everything is a content of your own awareness, you don't have to remember everything. There's nowhere else to go, folks. You don't have to remember. it's a relief, you know. Okay, Dirk is here. Yeah. To see you again. Yeah, I don't need to catch you there now because you've already taken refuge, you know, with a wonderful teacher. So, you know, I appreciate that you're taking refuge again. It's compliment to me into the Sangha here, commitment to your practice, you know, so that's fantastic. And just wearing, you know, suit and tie reminds me of taking refuge with Trungpa Rinpoche before many of you were born, you know. And so I'd like that. So a good name for you here, you can still use old name too, Yeshi Sanglam. Sang is secret, you know. Lam means path. So, you know, what's the secret path? This is very important. A lot of times people don't know how to keep secrets, right? So people will ask for things, but sometimes we have to say, it's secret. It's self-arisen, Ranchung. Only I know. Get your own, you know? So that's really important. We do the inner, outer, you know, outer, inner, and secret practice. What's the secret practice? Yeah, that's important. So the secret path, Sang Lam. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah. This is fun. So.
I expected you to make fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, this is the gift exchange. That's why we do kata, gift exchange. We made a copy of the Bodhisattva Vinaya. Do we have that for everybody? So, I, with help, I composed a text called Bodhisattva Vinaya. So, people said, well, how are we supposed to get along now? So please, if you're interested, you know, take copy. We're just going to do our dedication prayers. I don't know, did we pass out the Zambala mantra? Yeah. So wealth practice is not just material wealth, but of course, spiritual wealth. And before, usually, an activity, we ask for help from the wealth deities. Could be wealth aspect of Gurimche, or wealth aspect of Mahakala, or wealth aspect of Tara, but basically it's the activity of magnetizing, right? People need to learn how to magnetize, bring energy in, you know. So I'll just lead people through this mantra, and we thought, like, at Sunday service, maybe we'll do this before the last prayers, and so when people are making a donation, maybe at the end of a service, then they have the wealth practice for them, right? So we're not just doing wealth practice for ourselves, we're doing wealth practice for the temple and the rest of the Sangha. So I'll speak more on that, you know, and sometime we'll put together a yellow Zambala practice. Yellow, usually gold, you know, so wealth. So it goes, Om Zambala Zalandraya Soha, 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 Zambala Zalandraya Soha. So the Zambala has a mongoose spitting jewels. So we'll find a nice picture that for people too. Mongooses can eat snakes, and the snakes, the nagas, have the jewels. So we have the jewels. So before we end, my friend and artist Phoenix is here. So he's made a long journey from Santa Cruz, and I think first drove up to Yuba City before finding his way back here. So, just teasing. Didn't go that far all the way. Phoenix called me just very auspiciously last week and said he was putting together a collection of his artworks. And I said, you know, I was working on these Dharma teachings to put them into sadhana, a ritual meditation form. And so it's very nice to have him here so he can help us with the pictorial representations. Artists, that's their path, you know. So when we support monks and nuns and yogis, of course, we're saying, please just keep doing what you're doing, right? So same way with artists. This is their path. They may be doing meditation too, or doing, cleaning up the American River. But you know, basically, the artists are doing the practices. Most people think it's the monks that do the tanka paintings, right? No, the monks don't do the tanka paintings. It's the artists that do the tanka paintings and the artists. You know, so when we buy a work of art, we don't really buy it in this tradition. It's a donation to the artist, right? So today, the donations, I should say, this is kind of Vajrayana way too, as actually all the donations come to the Lama first, and then the Lama donates them back to the temple or monastery. Did you know that? You always present. That's why Patty always presents first, and then I give it back. And one time I didn't present the donations first to Geshe Odron, and he really got upset, you know, because he says all blessings come from the Lama, from the Guru. It's true. So I didn't make that mistake again. It's like, here, and then, you know, because he saw that the grasping in my mind, you know? He saw, I thought, well, I better give it to the treasurer first, because maybe Geshe-la wouldn't, know what to do with it, right? This kind of thinking. So the donations that, you make you can make a donation here, if you like, for audience, people that didn't take refuge, or a donation in the box, but I would like to offer my donations to Phoenix for today. So he's going to come up and say hello after we do final prayers, and then you can see him. But this is important Dharma teachings that we need now. We need to be able to have teachings on how to grieve, and we need teachings on how to connect with the clear mother light, that's important, don't you think? Yep. Okay, so let's end practice here. Yeah. Lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. Land of Sark by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. May the upholders of the teachings remain forever. May all migrators achieve happiness. May they fulfill all their temporary and ultimate goals. All the Kateshvara. Chaitanya, your heart of compassion. Manjushri, master of flawless wisdom. Atrapani, there the entire house of Mars. Tsongkhapa, unto all the snowland sages. Losangdrapa, may make request at your holy feet. So. Yeah, why don't we get chair for Phoenix here. Did you want me to move these one more? Yeah, put the there and put chair here.
Sorry,
chair here.
Chair?
Yeah. Flowers there, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, put the flowers there. Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. Phoenix needs to come up and then we can do Cataline. Yeah. Yeah, give Kata to Phoenix. I have a special affection for artists, you know, so they work so hard, you know, and the amount of hours that goes into the vision and the work, it's really incredible, you know. So in our Sangha here, we honor the artists and we honor the gardeners, right? Or we honor the poets. That's an important expression, don't you agree? Yeah. Okay, so... We got the line. That's Patty. This is my other artist, Cynthia. So, yeah. So, yeah, you two need to talk. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my.